This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, as we study Romans chapter 15, Leroy shares a pastor's perceptive assessment of the biggest need in the Church of Jesus Christ today. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few weeks ago, a pastor friend of mine was lamenting the number of unmet opportunities that he saw all around him. Leroy, he said, there are so many wonderful things we as a congregation could do, so many wide open doors for the ministry, so many needs that cry out to be met. But we just don't have the trained workers who can step forward and get involved in these glorious opportunities. As I listened to him, I was reminded of the words of Jesus, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." Now, Jesus was not talking about religious workers. During his day, they were knee-deep in religious workers. Jesus was speaking of the lack of laborers to bring in the harvest of people for the kingdom of God. Now, what can be done about the lack of laborers today? Well, it seems to me that one thing you could do would be to pray and ask God to make you a faithful laborer in the vast harvest field of the world. Okay, you say, fair enough. Where do I start? What are the fundamental requirements for my becoming a good worker for Christ? In Romans chapter 15, verse 14, Paul describes a laborer as he says, "I myself am convinced, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, complete in knowledge, and competent to instruct one another." He begins with goodness, or Christian character. Back in Romans 13, Paul spoke of some things that destroy character: drunkenness, immorality, dissension, and jealousy. And as the antidote to these spiritual poisons, he says simply, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ." To be clothed with Christ, to follow Christ, to worship Christ is the key to Christian character. Then Paul speaks of being filled with knowledge. Christian, as laborers, we must saturate our hearts and minds with the Word of God. We must study it, memorize it, and live it. And finally, a laborer must be able to teach another person. A laborer knows how to lead a person to Christ and then help that person begin to grow spiritually. A laborer is one who comes alongside and encourages a new believer in the joys and struggles of daily life. Christian, are you a laborer? Are you developing in Christian character? Are you growing in your knowledge of the Word of God? Are you learning to teach others to help them grow in their faith? The crying need today is for people, laborers, who are able and willing to take advantage of the spiritual opportunities all around us. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with the Lord has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you in establishing a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigators devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy says, grab your spiritual trowel, because God has a building project for you. On Daily Discipleship,